It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on a Thursday. Von Miller signed to the Commanders late last night. We are also hoping and praying that Terry McLaurin will sign an extension with the Commanders sometime between now and training camp starting in about 10 days. Joining us now on the phone, former Redskins head coach Jay Gruden, kind enough to give us a few moments here. Coach, first and foremost, appreciate it. Hope you're doing well. What are your thoughts on the Von Miller signing that happened late last night?
Well, it's that's a good sign. A veteran guy who knows how to rush the passer. You know, he's not going to be much of a run-stopping guy in Coach Quinn's defense, but they do need some juice on third down and five plus. So he'll give them that added spark, so to say. You know, and a one-year deal. There's no, you're not tied to him for a long time, but it's good. You had a chance in OTAs to look at some of their young pass rushers, see what they had, and they probably realized that, hey, we need a little spark. We need one more guy that can come in on third down and provide a spark. And whether he makes the team or not is yet to be seen. But he'd be a good addition for those situational type games.
What is the benefit of having a guy like Von Miller for some of the younger players like a Javonte Jean-Baptiste on this roster?
Well, he knows how to rush the passer. You know, a lot of it, he was in his prime was athletically. He's like really gifted. It's hard to teach that athleticism, that speed, that ability to bend. His closing rate, I mean, it's hard to teach that, but he does have great hands, knows how to work against the tackle and his techniques. And, if the tackle oversets, he knows how to use his hands to get underneath them. If he short sets them, he can swipe them and get around them. And so a lot of different techniques he can use, but his athletic ability is what made him Von Miller. He doesn't quite have that full athletic ability anymore, but he's still an effective pass rusher, and it can help the younger guys work on some things.
What have you noticed over the last couple of weeks, but specifically the last couple of days here when it comes to the Terry McLaurin contract extension debacle that has seemingly taken place?
Yeah, it's a tough situation for everybody involved, especially Terry and obviously Adam Peters and Coach Quinn stuck right in the middle of it. You know, he probably wants to take Terry McLaurin's side, but he can't really do that. He's got to be on Team Washington football, Washington Commanders right now. So I think, it's a helpless feeling. And we were similar with Trent Williams when, he didn't want to come back. And obviously the Kirk Cousins debacle that we had there. So I kind of understand it. You want the players back in your building because you want to coach the best players, but you also have to, leave it to Adam Peters, the GM, the president, the owner to get it done. And sometimes it doesn't get done. And you got to move on and coach the guys you have.
I'm glad you mentioned the Trent and the Kirk situation that you had to deal with. How does that impact the way that you start your preparation, at least to this point in the season, not knowing whether a guy is going to be there or not?
Well, Kirk was going to be there. That was really just, we couldn't get him to an extension. Trent was different. Trent, I kind of figured Trent wasn't going to be there, so we prepared. We signed Donald Penn and tried to get some young guys ready, having a 37-year-old Donald Penn instead of Trent Williams, a little bit different dynamic. You have to kind of plan your pass protection a little bit different. You got to chip. You got to do all kinds of different things to help out the old man. Donald did a great job. He came in and busted his tail, but he's no Trent, not at that time. He was at one time. He was pretty good. But, that was a tough dynamic. And then, obviously, losing Jordan Reed to injury. We had those injuries before, too, so that's hard. You just got to try to do the best you can with the players that you have. And, that's what Coach Quinn's going to do. Fortunately, they got a young rookie that can really run. They got Debo in there. They got McCaffrey in his second year, which is good. They got Michael Gallup with some experience. So they have some guys in-house, obviously Debo, that can make some plays. And Zach Ertz is still in-house, and and the running game should be good. And obviously Jaden Daniels is the key. So hopefully Terry will say, hey, you know what, maybe I'll take a little bit less money and play with this unbelievable quarterback in a situation they have at Washington. Sometimes the grass isn't always greener for a few more million dollars somewhere else. So I don't know. I love Terry. I think he's a great player, a great leader, a great person. So you want to reward guys like that. So I'm torn. I want Team Terry for sure, but, it's a tough situation.
I know you have a good relationship with him. Have you spoken with him? Maybe not about the contract stuff, but just about what last season ended up being and finally getting a legit quarterback for him.
No, I haven't spoken to him in a while. I haven't spoken to any players and some of the retired guys I have. But, I just know what type of guy Terry is, and he'll make it work whatever happens for him and his future. But, he's looking at Garrett Wilson. He's looking at the other guys to get contracts. And Terry has done a lot for this franchise. He really has. He's a fan favorite. He's a team locker room favorite. I don't know what the risk is for paying him some money. You know, this is the type of guy. He's the type of guy you want to pay because you know he's going to be there. He's going to be in shape. He's a great leader, a great person, a great player. He's very unselfish. He'll do everything you want him to do. So if you're going to pay somebody, that's the type of guy you want to pay. I don't know what the confusion is, but maybe they're bracing for the richest contract in the history of football in Jaden Daniels in a year or two. So I don't know.
Jay Gruden with us here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dent Day sitting in for Kevin here on the team 980. You had mentioned Deebo Samuel, Coach. You obviously are an offensive mind. How would you utilize Deebo Samuel with some of the talent that is around this offense?
You know, first of all, we got to get him healthy. That's number one. You know, the things that makes Deebo is his ability to do some of the things that not many receivers can do, line up in the backfield, the jet sweeps, the short passes that he can run people over, and him in the running game where he's blocking safeties and digging out safeties and cracking defensive ends and linebackers. This is a physical specimen. It is a special player after the catch. So you don't have to throw the ball deep to him. He can throw the ball intermediate and short and screens, and he'll make big plays for you. So he's got to be healthy to do that. He's got to have his shoulder healthy. He's got to be able to run people over because that's who he is. He's not an elusive guy. He's a power player. So hopefully he gets that power and that strength back in his shoulders and his knees and legs, and he can be that type of guy because he's one of my favorite receivers that have played in the last 5-6 years. He is a dynamic player and a physical. I love those big physical guys that can, that's the type of mentality you want on offense, physicality, and he brings that to the table.
How would you balance using him on the outside versus potentially using him in the backfield in ways that San Francisco did in his final few years there?
Well, a lot depends on, you know, Austin Eckler and B-Rob and all that, how they're doing. You might not need to use them in the backfield, but a lot of times you get people in different defensive packages and you line up an empty and then you bring back a receiver into the backfield. Teams have their empty automatic coverages and all of a sudden now there's a back and all of a sudden they get a little confused. You hand it to them right on the inside zone or outside zone or whatever it might be, or zone read with Jaden Daniels, and defenses get on their heels and they don't really have to adjust to it. So I wouldn't use him. I would try to give him the ball at least 4 or 5 times in the running game, and then 3 or 4 times in the jet sweeps and all that, and the screens, and then the drop back game. So I would love to see him get 9-10 touches a game somehow, some way.
Jay Gruden with us here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dent Day sitting in for Kevin. What do you think went wrong, at least statistically, in the game for Brian Robinson last year?
I don't know. I think the ability for Jaden to really run too, use his legs, and him throwing the ball as effectively as he does probably took a little bit more. I think Cliff as a play caller is like, why am I going to hand the ball off here when I can throw the ball with this Jaden Daniels cat, Let's put the ball in Jaden's hands a little bit more than B-Rob. But I think they'll utilize B-Rob again more. They got the rookie they drafted in the 7th round. Maybe he'll push him a little bit. Eckler is back, I assume, right?
Yes.
Still there? Yeah. So they got Eckler. So they got 3 or 4 guys that can really hurt you or do some different things. B-Rob's more of a between a tackle guy. Eckler's obviously a space player. And then, this other rookie they got is probably a little bit of a combination of both. So they got a good 3-headed monster. But I just think the versatility that Jaden brings to the table and the things that he can do with the ball in his hands, you want in his hands more often than not.
Coach, there has been a conversation nationally. This is not a local conversation. I think most of the local people realize the difference. But there's been a conversation nationally fearing that Robert and Jaden will have a very similar year too. What are some of the differences between Jaden and Robert as players and quarterbacks?
Well, that's the most ignorant thing I've ever heard. Jaden is a special kid. I mean, nothing against Robert, but Jaden is a skilled passer. What he did at LSU throwing the football, he played for 5 years in college. I think Robert played for one. So Jaden's a lot more experienced. He's a lot more fine-tuned as a quarterback, his footwork, his anticipation, his ability to drop balls in small areas and touch and then scramble with an awareness to look down the field and find people as a passer and to hurt you with his legs. He just has a combination of everything that you want in a quarterback. He's the type of quarterback that if you're drawing up a quarterback, this is the type of guy I want. I want a guy that can drop back and throw it on time and accurately. I want a guy that can escape pressure. I want a guy that can do some zone read stuff. I want a great leader. I want a great that he's got every intangible that you want. Robert was not very adept to the drop back passing game. He played at Baylor, which wasn't really a drop back school. It was a one read type game and run. He's a great player at Baylor, won the Heisman, had a great rookie year. But then when he had an injury, he tried to transition into a true drop back quarterback. He wasn't quite ready for that. Jaden, on the other hand, was ready for that, playing at LSU with Coach Nussmeier, and as the offensive coordinator, did a great job in the passing game with, you know, the receivers that he had. They're just totally different, and Jaden's just much more experienced in the fact of playing the quarterback position than Robert was in year two.
How do you think Jaden can get better in year number two?
Just continue to grow with Cliff and learn the system and learn defenses, study fronts, study blitzes, make sure you know where your receivers are at all times, and protect yourself. You know, just want to make sure he continues to work on protecting himself, you know, near the sideline, all that stuff, which he did a great job of last year. And pick a spot. You know, let's not run between the tackles too often. You know, if we do, let's get down quickly and understand that you are the face of the franchise. You have the keys in your hand. You are running the show. They need you on the field, so protect yourself. But there's really he's going to get better and better, which is very scary for the National Football League.
How much do you think Laremy Tunsil is going to benefit that maturation process for Jaden and allow the team to keep him upright?
Yeah, he's one of the better pass blockers. He's got to stay away from the penalties. You know, he had played 19 or 20 of them last year, and if he can do that, then from passing situations, known passing situations, to have a left tackle that is that skilled in pass protection is very, very important, because you know, Washington's pretty fortunate. They played with the lead a lot of times last year. They never had to really be in known passing situations, 3rd and 8 or down 2 touchdowns with, you know, a quarter to go. But if they are in that situation, now they have a left tackle that can really protect his blind side, which is critical.
What do you think about the actual Burgundy coming back? Albeit only for 3 games, but it'll be nice to not see that, you know, cranberry-ass red that they gave us the past few years.
It should always be Burgundy. We all know that. And hopefully that'll be a mainstay. And maybe even change a name or something like that. That would be awesome as well.
Do you think that eventually those uniforms will be back in like 27 or 26, that they'll be the full-time whites again?
I think with the demand that the fans have on it, I think this is a fan-driven league for sure. You know, I think he's got to see that. And you know, but who knows? With Jaden, what he's doing and the success that they're having, I think the fans will buy any damn color as long as they're winning, right? So I don't think the colors really matter. I think the winning divisions, winning the NFC East, winning the NFC Championship, and winning Super Bowl is really all the fans want.
All right, Coach, I'll get you out of here on this. We started with the Terry McLaurin contract. We will end with the Terry McLaurin contract. Do you eventually think that it gets done and he is happy and on the team week one?
I do think it gets done. Like I mentioned before, if you're going to pay a player, you want a guy that's going to be on time. He's going to be in shape. He's going to bust his ass. He's unselfish. He's a great kid, works his ass off, and very, very, very productive. So when you check all those boxes, who else are you going to pay? Who else do you want to pay, man? Pay the man his money. Let's get him in town.
Coach, greatly appreciate it. Appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of the offseason. I know it's hot out here, but hopefully you're playing some good golf.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm playing right now at 12:30, cart path only. It's going to be miserable, but I'm going to fight through it because I'm a tough guy.
Yeah, battling adversity. That's what all great players do, right?
Exactly right.
All right, Coach, appreciate it.
You got it. Thanks, fellas. See you.
That is Jay Gruden, who is good enough to join us here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. You can tweet me at the Denton Day. Some good stuff there from Jay Gruden. I really wanted to ask him about that comparison with Robert and Jaden. I knew he was going to make a comment about the team. Look, I get it. I know my audience here. But I wanted to ask him about that conversation of Jaden and Robert, because one of the craziest clips that I have seen in between filling in for Kevin Max was when Cam Newton asked that question to Wale.
Sure.
Like, that felt like a weird part of the simulation where a football player is asking a rapper about football. Normally feels like the other way around. But yeah. I love Wale, and Wale knows ball, so I understand it. But it was very odd for Cam Newton to be the one asking about Robert and Jaden. You would think, of all people, that Cam Newton would be very much on top of the differences. Like, that to me felt like a question that is more served for your get-ups, your first takes.
Sure.
You know, like, that is a very much an ESPN kind of question when they're just trying to look for something to clip on social. Maybe that is what the Cam Newton podcast, 4th and 1, I think it's called, was trying to do. But like, if you watch the games, which we do here, the difference between Robert and Jaden is substantial when it comes to playing the quarterback position. I know Robert had a great year. I loved Robert for that great year. Loved in the past tense, because that love does not currently exist. But in the past tense, I loved Robert for that great year. But these two guys are completely different players. Completely different. And some of the things that Jaden did so well as a rookie, which led to him being the top five quarterback in ESPN's list that was put together by coaches, scouts, and executives, that is going to lead to him likely being, I would say for sure, top 30, maybe top 25 or top 20 in the NFL's top 100 list, is because of the way that he was able to process and be both a legitimate pocket passer while also having the dual threat ability that only somebody like a Lamar Jackson, or in turn, like Robert had in 2012. But it's just such a rare breed to be able to be as good of a runner as Jaden was while also being as good of a passer. Like, comparing Robert to Jaden feels just completely, completely out of left field at this point. And really, like, you want to talk about, does somebody know ball or not? These are the questions that you ask in D.C. RG3 or Jaden? If anybody even hesitates, they don't know ball. You ask them in basketball, Wall or Beal? If they even hesitate, they don't know ball. If someone says Bradley Beal over John Wall, kick them to the curb. Throw them in the Potomac.
Maybe punch them in the face.
Maybe punch them in the face. Robert or Jaden? I like that answer from Jay Gruden. We will continue to discuss the Terry McLaurin contract extension and just what we are learning from Adam Peters. Plus, we got a little bit of Denton's daily news coming in hour number three. So we will get to that. Take some more of your phone calls at 301-230-0980. This is the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day, sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980.